This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abba. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We're continuing in the sugya of Gidulim. According to the Ran, the Shaila is, are Gidulim a separate entity, and therefore they're Mutter, and therefore they're Mevatel, the Iker? Or are they continuation of the Iker, and therefore they're Usser, and then obviously they're not Mevatel, the Iker? And we had various opinions. We had the opinion of Rabbi Yanai, Batzel, Shel Truma, Verabu, Gidulav, Alikari, Mutter, Anun Zayinim Abiz. And then we had two opinions that it's Aser, Rabbi Yochanan, Yolda, Shesivcha, Bezakena, Afopi, Shoisifa, Masayim, Aser, it's not Mevatel. It's still Arla. And we had the Shita of Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmini Amar Bioinasan Batzel Shanatai Bekerem Vinekar Hakerem Aser. So even though what grew after was Mutter, it's not Mevatel the Iker. So, we have a question about Gidulin. Yeah, that's the sugya that we are in. And we also have the opinion of Rabbah. What was Rabbah's opinion? Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan said if you have a measurement of Bitzolim, that you took off Meiser and then you planted it, you have to take off Meiser off the whole thing. So Rabbah was analyzing this and he said, Rabbah was sitting in front of Rabbi Chisda and he taught this halacha that you have to take off Misaseres Lefi Kula. And Rabbi Chisda said, no one's going to pay attention to that halacha. No one's going to pay attention to halacha of your Rebbe because I understand that you could be mevatel a davar aser, fine, but the heter, if let's say you have new produce that requires meiser, it will reckon it like you never gave meiser off the ikker. Meiser you give lefi cheshbon, the way the Ran explained it, something which is aser doesn't disappear in heter. It doesn't give taste anymore. It's there, but you're allowed to eat it because it doesn't give taste, but it's there. We don't ignore its reality. So if we don't ignore its reality, then why would you be able to give Meiser lefikula? L'chari, you should only be able to give Meiser. You should only have to give Meiser on what grew. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said, no. Miloi tnan dechavasei. Didn't we learn something similar to this? Namely, bitzolim sheyardu aleim geshamim. Bitzolim that rain fell on it and vitzimchu and it grew. This is talking about onions of the sixth year. Im hayu alin shelahen shchayrin asurim. If the leaves are black, which indicates that they're yoinek from the ground, the Shemitah year, they're asur. Hayriku, but if they're white or sallow or green, mutarin, they're permitted. But if the leaves are black, why are they usher? If the leaves are black, why are they usher? Let's think about that for a moment. It grew in the sixth year. These are leaves from the sixth year. And then it was planted in the seventh year. And the leaves are black, which indicates that it nourished from the ground. So now it grew in the Shemitah year. But why is it usher? Lema, heter shebehen leichan halach. Why don't we say the same thing? Where did the heter go? So meaning, of course, whatever grew now in the seventh year is usher, but whatever grew before is mutter. Now, how are you going to slice that? Okay, I guess you sell it, and you should be able to benefit from the value of what was there before. Let's see the Ran. Im hayu alin shalahem shchayren. Umidiktani stama asur and mashna shasur and lefikulan. It's mashma, it's entirely asur. Kepero shviya satsman. Like the fruit of Shemitah itself. Ve'imisa. And if there is a halacha that we cannot disregard, if it is correct, if your argument is correct that heteron lehechan asa, where did it go? The imisa darminon v'chi heterjon lehechan halach, meaning that the reality of something which is mutter cannot disappear. So what happened to the reality of the fact that the ikur is from the sixth year? Lehavalei lamifsak, the listening asurin, the ein toibsin demeim kishvias atzma. It's not like it's toifes, the money, like shvias itself. Whatever grew in the sixth year is not usur. The original part should be mutter. Now, it's not like you could eat it. There's no way you could eat it because we can't isolate what grew in the sixth year from what grew in the seventh year. It's one plant. So, but the Isser Shemitah could be... here, let's see. He'll look in Dehain Toifsin Demand Kishvias Atzma. It's not like the heter will be toifes onto money like Shemitah itself. Shareim Hichlif Keneged Heter Shabahen Einoi Toifes Damav. If you're going to exchange the Shemitah onto money, it's not going to hold on like Shemitah itself. Elavadai Gidulin Mavatli Leikr Legamri. Rather, the Gidulin are definitely mevatel the Iker completely. It must be if the halacha is that if it's black, it's all usher. That means it makes the original as if it's not there at all. It cancel culture. It makes it like it doesn't exist. Lefisha afo Iker atzmi mishtana derech gedilasei. Now, why would that be? Because When gidulin grow out of the ikar, it's not just, well, the gidulin remains the same and whatever growth there is that comes out of it is just something new coming out of the ikar. The ikar itself is transformed. The logic is, the reason, now we're saying, you know why? If you take off maaser off something and then you replant it and it grows, it's misaseres lefikula, because even the ikar is transformed. It's a new ikar. The ikar becomes a complete panim chadashos. Right, that's the lashon of the Ran. Lefi she'af ha'ikar atzmai mishtana derech gedilasai. Now this seems like the Chazon Ish is limud, Elmo, the Chazon Ish is lamdos, that from here we see, no, it's not a matter of being mavato the taste. It's the ikar becomes like it's completely revolutionized. It's transformed into a new entity entirely. That's what we're saying. Meaning, when we asked Heter Shebohen Lehechan Halach, so Rabbi says back, what do you mean? We've seen this before. This is what happens to the Iker when the leaves turn black, where the Iker is now, the Lashon of the Ran is, Sha'af ho Iker atzmoi mishtane derech gedilase. The Iker itself is transformed when it grows. Okay. So Rav Chisda gives an answer. Rav Chisda says, no, this is not analogous. Amarle mi savrid al ikar katani. Do you think when it says it's asur, it means the ikar is asur? Atoysef is katani asur. It means whatever grows after is asur. Whatever grows after is asur. But the ikar is not asur. The toysefes is asur. Says the Gemara, Ihachi my asa Rabbi Shim Gamliel Lameimar. Then if that's the case, what's Rabbi Shim Gamliel saying? The Tanya Rabbi Shim Gamliel Oimer. Rabbi Shim Gamliel in a Braisa says as follows, Hagadol Bechi of Chayev, that which, whatever grows in what's obligated in Bior is Chayev. Whatever grows in the seventh year and is subject Two, the mitzvah of Bior is chayv in Bior. Hagadol b'ptur, ptur. And whatever grows in the sixth year and is not chayiv in Bior, is not chayiv. In other words, Rav Shin Gamliel says that if it's shchoyrin, then what grows in the seventh year is aser, and what grows in the sixth year is mutter. So you can't say that's what the Tanakhama means, because then how is Rav Shin Gamliel any different? Basically, Rabbi says, no, I could prove that Tanakhama holds the whole thing is Aser. Because if it's not entirely Aser, then the Tanakhama and Shem Gamliel are saying the exact same thing. To which Rav Chisda says, no, Kulam Asizra, Rav Shem Gamliel Katani La. No, maybe you're right. Maybe Rav Shem Gamliel is just explaining what he said in the Reisha. In other words, it's all the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay. So right now, Rabbah does not have a proof that to his din that misaseres lefi kula, that the heter is completely transformed. You can't bring a raya from this Mishnah because it could be only the ikur is aser. I'm sorry, it could be only the Tosefes is Aser. The Iker is Taka Mutter, because it grew in the sixth year. We don't have any Raya to Rabba's Din that the Iker is completely removed and transformed into something entirely new. Okay. So, let's see the Ran. No Ran. So what are we saying now? The Gemara makes a very interesting point. V'adkan lo sham elei lo shem gamliel deloi katarach aval hecha de katarach batel beruva. Now, this means as follows. Rabbah was hoping that you could bring a raya from the Mishnah to his din. How? Because Rabbah holds the Iker is completely transformed. And it seems like the Tanakhama holds that if the leaves are black, then even the Iker is Aser and is completely transformed. But we said, no, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that only the Gidulim are Aser. So now Rabbah is going to say back, even so, it could be, even if you hold in general, the Iker is completely transformed, there's a reason why, in this case, the Iker is not transformed. You know why? You know why in this case the Iker is not transformed? Because it happened Mamela. What happened? You had a Batzel from the sixth year, and then rain fell on it, and then it was planted in the seventh year. So basically, there was onions planted in the sixth year, and you left it in the ground, and rain fell. So maybe only then we say that the whole thing becomes... Maybe only then we say only the gidulin are usher. You know why? You didn't do anything to be mevatel the ikar. It just happened mamela. There was no maisa that was done. V'ad kan lo shamet le'lo Rav Shimon Gamliel d'loi katarach. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that the gidulin are not mevatel the ikar? That's if you didn't do any tircha to be mevatel it. Aval hecha de katarach. But if you were matriach, namely, in which case were your matriach Bitsalim Shetikna, you took Maiso of Bitsalim and then you planted it. So if you plant it, maybe in that case, then we say it's Misasaras Lefikula. You know why? Because you did a Maisa. And when you do an act, it's mevatalit. Maybe you need to do a tircha to be mevatalit. That's what a rabba is arguing it. Arguing now. Ad kan lo shama le Rav Shmuel Gamliel dolei katarach. Aval hecha de katarach batel beruba. Let's see the Ran. Where is the Ran? Oh, this is on the fourth narrow line. Va'ad kan lo shamalei the Rav Shmuel Gamliel ela hecha doloi tarach kolaymer. Even though you can't bring a support to Rabba from the Mishnah, because you could technically learn that only the Gidulin are Asar, it's not going to be a question on me if in fact that's how you do learn the Mishnah. It's true, here we'll say the Gidulin are not Mevatel the Iker. Legamri, hani mili hecha doloi tarach levtuli. That's if you were never matriach to be mevatalit. Aval hecha deka tarach. But where you're matriach to be mevatalit, ki hacha. Like in this case, the litra bitzalim, that a measurement of onions, shazara, bakar, they planted in the ground, asu gidulin, mevalin ikar legamri. Meaning, even if you're going to say the whole braisa is Rav Shmuel Gamliel and it's not mevatal the ikar, maybe it's not mevatal the ikar because you didn't do any tircha to be mevatal, but if you do a maisa and you're matriach to mevatal it, maybe you would. So Gemara says, whoa, wait a second. Wait up. V'chol hecha de katarach bata baruba. Every time you're matriach, it's going to be mevatal. V'harei litra maser tevel de katarach. What about the earlier case? You have a measurement of Meiser, Tevel, that you didn't take Meiser on it, and you were Matriach to plant it. So what do we say? The Katani, V'oysa litra ma'asar alav mimakam achal l'fi cheshbain. So, what was the case over there? You had a measurement on Nun Ches Amid Beis. You had a measurement of Meiser that you did not, of Tevel, basically. Let's say you have something you did not take Meiser on, and from the sixth year, and then you planted it in the seventh year, and it grew a lot. So then the halacha is, you only take Meiser off of, I'm sorry, you don't have to take Meiser off of what grew in Shemitah, because Shemitah is pater from Meiser, but you do take off Meiser from what was grown in the sixth year. But wait a second, in that case, you went ahead and planted it in Shemitah, so you did a Meisa. So why doesn't your Meisa exempt even what grew in the sixth year, right? You got the case. You have something that grew in the sixth year that you took Meiser off, and then you planted it in the seventh year, and it grew a lot, and whatever grew in the seventh year is pater from Meiser. So the halach is you take off Meiser l'fi cheshbon, you only have to take off Meiser off the amount that grew in the sixth year. But why? Since you did a Meiser, we should say you're mevatel that original amount that you did not take Meiser off. V'katani v'oysa litra ma'asa l'makam achel l'fi cheshbain. You ready for this answer? Let's see the Ran first. The Ran says, Harei litra maser dekatarach, second wide line, dehatarach levtulei ikar bezria. You were machech tumvata the ikar by planting, even though you're a matriach, heter sheba loy batal. Heter sheba? I don't know why it says the word heter. Isser, the Rashash says, Baruch Hashem. Isser sheba. The isser tevel in it is not batal. The batal, amai katani, maaser leah. if it became bata, why does it say you take maaser of it? Tibatal hi litra legabe gedulei shvius. That litter should become batal. So now the Gemara says a whopper, another whopper. Shani gabe maaser. Maaser is different. The amar kra aser taaser. Take off maaser, you should take off maaser. Is called tvua zarecha. What does that mean? It almost sounds like sometimes you have to take off maaser, even on something that maaser has been taking off of. Okay, so what does that mean? The hetera zari inchi. Now, when somebody plants something, they plant heter, isuri loizari inchi. People don't plant iser. So if the pasuk is saying you should take off maaser of something that maaser is already taken, it has to be a tvua that is mutter. But tvua which is aser, you would not take off maaser. So, in other words, really, the geduim is mavatel. But the pasuk is saying, even though technically you should not have to take off maaser, you do take off maaser. Let's see the Ran. There's a special Gzeres HaKosov here that you would take off Meiser. How do we explain this? Let's see if we can figure this out. It says the Ran, Shani Gabi Meiser de Amrakra Aser Ta Aser is called Tu Azarecha de Hetera Zari Inshi Heter people plant to Isuri Loi Zari Inshi. Iser people don't plant. We're trying to explain why don't we say that which you took off maaser originally, I'm sorry, originally you did not take off maaser. It's produce of the sixth year. But the question is, so why don't we say that it's batal? So, kolayma rachmana amar, da'af zarecha shezarata, shumasukan kvar. It's saying that even your seed that you planted, which you already took off maaser, Tachser v'tiaser, you should take off maaser again. Why? Even though you already took off maaser, you should do it again. Why? De'batalei ikar l'gabi gedulin. The gedulin are mevatel the ikar. Now in this case, it's the opposite. We're not taking off maaser again. In this case, on the new gedulin, it's pater from maaser. The shaila is, why are you not... Why is it not mevatel the ikar? So just because the Torah is saying that even something that you took maaser off, do it again, because it's batel to the ikar, which is chayiv and maaser, it says zarecha, which implies dafka de hetera, dafka something of heter, dehachi archayu de inshi. This is the derech of people. Uvehetero ka'amar, only by heter we say that gidulin are mevatel ikar. But iser lav zarecha mikri. Iser is not called your seed. Deloi zari la'inchi, people don't plant it. Hokach mizarecha mashma dibi isura la'asi gidulin umevatlin ikar. Only heter is mevatel iser. Meaning, only heter comes and says, if it's permitted to take off maaser, then I'm going to take off maaser of something that I did already. But if I have produce that I'm not chayiv a maaser, it will not be mevatel. What is chayiv a maaser? Again, let's try to get this clear. The Gemara's question is that if it's true that whenever you do a tircha, it's mevatel the ikar, so then why if I have the 6-year produce, which was chayiv in Meiser, and then I plant in the 7th year, so why is the halacha that I have to take off Meiser off that litter? Why don't I say it's batal? After all, I was matriach. Why don't I say that this litter that was planted in the 6th year, which is chayiv in Meiser, why don't we say it's pater? And the answer is it's Xeris HaKasav. You know when I take off Meiser? You know when the Torah says that you take off Meiser, even though maybe you did already, or even though it's pater? That's only talking about something which is mutter, but not something which is usser. What does that mean? Only something that you replant that is mutter and is not tevel do you take off Meiser. But if, let's say you replanted something that's usser, that's chayiv in Meiser, you don't take off Meiser again. That's not a typical case. Let's give it one more shot. Again, the Ran is saying, Kolayma Rachmana Omar. The Merciful One is saying, the Avzarecha Shezarata Shumasukan Kfar, even something that you took off Meiser on, Tachser V'tiyasar, you're going to do it again. The Batale Iker Legabi Gedun. The Iker is Batal to what grew. Now, in this case, we're trying to say that we're going to say the Iker is not Batal. And since it was chayiv in Meiser, it remains chayiv in Meiser. Umi dekas of zarecha, mashma dafka dehetera. Only something that was permitted. Dehachi archayu deinshi. That's a normal case to plant. Uvehetera ka'amar. If something is mutter, then the Torah says that gidulin are mavatel. But isura, something which is aser, something which is tevel, that's not called zarecha. So therefore, something which is usser, gidulin is not mevatel the ikar. It's exeris hakasav. Something which is usser, gidulin is not mevatel the ikar. Okay. Gufa amar Rabbi Chanina. Gufa Amar Rav Chanina, Tirsa Amar Rav Yanai. Batzel shel truma shenatu v'rabu gidulav al ikarei mutter. So we had this before. We had this quoted on Nun Zayin Amud Beis that Rav Chanina Tirsa said from Rav Yanai, an onion of truma that you planted it and the gidulim are more than the ikar, then the ikar is mutter. Says the Gemara, Lamemra de Gidule, Heter Malinasa Isser. You're going to say the Gidulin is Mavatal the Isser Vatan Gidule Truma Truma. But we learned that the Gidulin of Truma is Truma itself. Not only is it not Mavatal it, the ikar makes the Gidulin Truma. Let's see the Ran on that. Gufa amrav chanina tersa amrav yanai batzel shel truma va'anan tnan gidulei truma truma ama gidulei nimshach machar ikar va'arein kamoisan ve'hech ma'alen. And the rest we're going to see on Daf Samach. But this answer of the Gemara of truma is different. In other words, the kasha is that when you do a maisa, it's definitely mevatel ikar. So why is it that something which was chayiv maiser, and then the majority of it, the gedulin grew in shmita, which is pater from maisa, why isn't it mevatel it? Why don't we say that why don't we say that we're mevatel the tevel, and therefore you don't have to take off maaser? So the answer is it's a special gzeres hakasov, that by iser we don't say that we're mevatel the ikar. It says aser ta'aser. You only take off maaser You only take off Meiser on a Dover Heter. On a Dover Isser, you don't take off Meiser. Why? Because we don't say Bittel Ha'iker by a Dover Asser. So here, which is a Dover Asser, we don't say Bittel.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So if you say
yes. What's the question? Is it germane to Meiser or is it Isser? Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.